school trust to be prepping.
To the very V-A-R-Y necessary podcast.
Yay.
Why you look so confused?
Hooray. I am, because I am. I'm so confused right now.
I'll tell you
how. My ADHD was really kicking in and I was not paying attention anything that was going on. Y'all.
What's up?
What?
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. What it is. What
That's
it do.
Can a nigga eat in them goods?
What you finna tell us?
The
bed screaming.
But it's not a bed.
I told
it's
y'all
a rocking
that before.
Chair,
they said it was a rocking chair. Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, that's what they said. They said it was a rocking chair.
It was a spring.
That, no.
Yeah, because a rocking chair don't rock that quick.
I have to send y'all that.
That was a slow rocking chair.
That whole song was about... hunching.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, Yosh. What you gonna do about them getting on one of our favorite singers because she said R. Kelly was her favorite artist?
Teacher cussed them niggas out like a dog.
I said, now y'all need to listen, okay? Aside from the craziness,
she likes the music
of R. Kelly.
Right.
The man is a genius.
Right. She referenced the song.
He's a musical genius.
And,
I don't care.
And I'm gonna say this. It's as bad as I can't stand R. Kelly.
The man is a musical genius.
I can't take nothing from the music, regardless of what he's singing about. Now, am
That's
I going to be
like
sitting
Elvis
in my
Presley.
Car pumping that shit? No.
Probably not.
But if a song come on that really resonated with something I had going on back in the day that I was attached to,
right,
I might let that motherfucker
like
ride.
The first three songs. The first three songs I think of R. Kelly, when I think of R. Kelly, I think of I Will Never Leave, I Wish, and Fiesta, the remix.
Oh, you like Fiesta remix?
Girl, yes.
Who was on Fiesta?
Jay-Z and Robert.
Tigger?
And
was
I
he
can't
on that
think,
one?
I can't. Oh,
he
was
now,
on the
now, this is what we're not going to do. We're not going to look to the back of the album and figure it out.
All I know, Jay-Z was on there.
What was your song Fiesta. That you like, ma'am?
R. Kelly?
Mm-hmm.
I liked a lot of his songs.
I mean, okay, yeah, but the first three that come pop up in my head was those three.
I like on Greatest Sex.
Well, that was the song she was referencing.
Oh, really?
The Greatest Sex ever.
Yes, Greatest Sex was mine. I also like
stomach
a
turn.
Whole lot of kisses, a whole lot of untitled
like,
album.
Who is he talking about?
I like the untitled album.
We can't worry about
like the Greatest Sex. It just do something to my stomach.
Oh.
Who was he referencing to?
I don't know, but I wasn't even thinking about the churn. I was thinking about me. And I don't know. It's a lot of R. Kelly songs I like.
He had some hits. And let's not start talking about the ones he wrote for other people.
You know, you could tell a lot by a person by their favorite R. Kelly song. So the two of my favorite songs were on the R album, right?
Mm-hmm.
And y'all know I'm the money girl. I don't care about nothing but some selling some drugs and getting some money, right? So my two favorite songs on the album were We Ride, and that's with Cameron Noriega and JC. That was the most... See, I'm a side B girl. Nobody don't know kind of where I'm coming from when I throw out songs. And the other one was Only the Loop Can Make Me Happy.
Let
me tell you something. I get really, really lively when I hear that. This nigga, I'm going to talk about our engineer. This
what he do?
Look at that.
No.
This nigga done sat up here.
And put in the coconut water.
The bar is open.
Okay.
Is the bar open?
All
right,
let's move on.
The bar closed because there ain't nothing left.
Hey, all I got for my birthday is these two little mini bottles. So I went ahead and drank them two little mini bottles.
You ain't drink, you swallowed.
Who knew Peach Hennessy and coconut water?
No, that's Crown.
That's Peach Crown.
Excuse me, Peach Crown and coconut water. That tastes good together.
I don't like fruity stuff.
Uh-huh.
So I despise like Crown. At like Apple, Crown, Peach, all of that.
Flavored Crowns.
The flavored Crowns, I just can't. Any flavored liquor, I can't do.
Okay.
So I add another flavor to it. So, you know, if you put peach and coconut together,
you get a little you got you a little something.
You got you a little island drink.
Yeah.
So, he in the Bahamas.
Back in Trinidad.
Because look,
his face. His cheeks got rosy.
After this, I'm going for margaritas and
He looked like tacos. He looked like Chinaman from Two Live Crew.
But his cheeks are rosy.
I know. Don't he look like Chinaman from Two Live Crew?
He right.
Who? Chinaman from Two Live Crew.
Magic Mike.
No, the Chinaman from Two Live Crew.
I know who you talking about. That damn.
But no.
Wait a minute. I'm hungry.
Remind me to ask you something.
He said, now he's hungry.
Okay.
Look, Magic Mike and Mr. DJ, if you ain't too lit, can you play our episode from today?
I'm not lit at all.
But wait a minute. Vaughn didn't give her other two songs.
The greatest sex ever.
I said a whole lot of kisses. I like that on that song. And from the Chocolate Factory, there was a, I can't remember the name of the song, but
sing us a from it.
It has, I like the instrumentals. I just like the guitar session in it.
You know what song I forgot?
I mean, he turned up on that song.
Feeling like I wanna some breakthrough. What was that? Three knocks at
imagine
the door.
Imagine that. That's
my
it.
My baby, my trench coat hits the floor.
Let's see.
Imagine that. I like the instrumentals in Imagine
my
That.
Baby.
But
y'all don't know what song I'm singing?
No, yes. Not I
but
don't.
But he's
tonight
version. I'm going to strip for you.
True. Yeah, I know what song you're talking about.
I know
what song you're talking about.
I don't.
But
y'all
know
strip for you.
But y'all, I don't know if you all are into PJ Morton.
Oh, I love him.
But you know he's coming. To us.
When?
In February. And I'm be sitting right there.
I got to
get
my tickets.
But he is another one. I feel like he is a musical genius.
Uh-huh.
He puts me in the likes of Stevie Wonder. And that's a huge, like, compliment.
Him
the
and
man.
He is a musical genius.
Robert Glasper got a song together?
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Robert Glasper is a musical genius. Did y'all hear the remake
of All I Want for Christmas is You with him and Stokely?
Mm-hmm. I did not. Mm-hmm. But if it's him and Stokely, I'm sure it's a banger.
But, y'all, he is...
Because they're both musical.
Yes. He is phenomenal. Please, if PJ Morton is in your area...
Ooh.
Go and see him because I'm going to be there and I'm sitting there.
He
by
has
my,
a song.
I said, when I get married,
yes. That's going to be the song.
He has several songs that you can.
Whenever that happens.
He has several songs that you can play when he get married. When you get married. I'm telling you, it's a beautiful. Ooh, he has a beautiful collection.
It's nice.
He is the son of Bishop. Morton.
Yep.
How y'all went from R. Kelly to talking about PJ Morton?
Because I thought about musical geniuses, like in my head. Like,
there's
some people that we got to pull the musical person out of these artists that are really good. We got to push them to the forefront.
Yes.
And let some
and
of them
stop sensationalizing the Debbas.
And some of them that just don't have it. Like, some of that music got to go back. I can't no
but
more.
But you know what?
We got to hurry up now because we got to play our clip.
Okay, so let me go off the deep end real quick. Remember I said you could tell a lot by a person about the music they sing?
Yes.
A song came in my mind by R. Kelly. What was the song? Put You on the Counter. By the Butter Road.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember the song.
But I wanted to know what kind of road.
It was a song about nothing, and he made it into something.
I want some of them buttered rolls.
All I thought about was clearing off the island in the kitchen, and he just...
If you know what the buttered roll song was, can you please email us?
I want to know where the rolls came from.
DJ, can you play our clip, please? For we don't have
they
no
time.
They come
from Quincy's.
Oh, yes!
Orion's man that make $100,000. You eliminate it. Say I want a man that make $100,000. You eliminate it. 85% of all men. 85%, that leaves you 15%. Half of that 15% is married. 7.5%, half of them gay. live an alternative lifestyle. Mm. Take that down to 3.5-4% that you got to choose from. Then you want him over 6 feet, 2%. He can't be obese, 1%. You don't like Sagittarius, this is Leos or Cancers. Well, now you at 0.5% of a man that you got to look for. You got to find him, and then he got to like you back. That type of man that makes that type of money has requirements for a woman too that now you have to meet. This is why so many women are struggling that make money when they step out here into the dating world. Say, I want a man that make $100,000.
I call that the catfish muddy waters. That's the dating pool.
What?
If you ever been catfish fishing,
yes,
you'll know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Because catfish live in muddy waters. They don't live in clean, clear water.
Right. That's why a lot of people
because they say it's the bottom.
They're the bottom feeders, and they ugly as crap.
Yeah, I done seen one on the plate.
But I like catfish. I just can't. Don't tell me.
Mm-mm.
And if I know it's catfish, I can't eat it. But they so ugly, but they taste so good. So that's why I call them the muddy waters.
Well,
how does dating parallel again? To catfishing in muddy waters?
Because you just don't know what you're gonna get when it's coming up, and some of them catfishes are just ugly, but they might be good for you.
And taste good to you.
And you know, you just don't know what you're getting.
And you know, and that's what Forrest Gump said.
Life is like a box of chocolates.
You never know what you're going to
get. Catfish, you got some that come out big as you.
I mean, because look at all the men who look the part, but them some devils on the inside. Case in point, D.
Or we don't take time out to really find out what they're about because how they look on the outside.
Because y'all bust them legs open so fast, and then by the time y'all... balls deep in.
He done went from 100% down to 0.5%.
They got songs to say bust it open for a real nigga.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you gonna bust it open for a real nigga, I mean, that says
you
itself.
Don't know who
I
real.
I didn't think this through.
That's the whole point.
I didn't think that's my point.
You don't know what's real.
That's why I ain't listening to no bullshit like that, because I'm not busting it open for no real nigga. No. I'm sorry. How about you bust that wallet open for a real?
I ain't busting my wallet open for no damn.
I think men are tired
of that. For
your
wife, you will.
I think men said they're tired of busting their wallets open.
Did you see the clip? There was a clip. New Year's Day, it came out.
Okay.
The lady that was on the, and this is in line with what y'all talking about. I'm not getting off topic.
Okay.
The lady was on a date, mm-hmm. and the dude gave her a budget. Budget was $30.
Oh, for her meal?
For her meal. 30 drinks.
He gave her a budget?
Yeah, he said, you got $30. He said, I'm going to, anything over $30, you're going to pay for. But I got you for $30. She ordered an appetizer and a drink. And as we, hey, nah, relax.
Mm-hmm.
You got $30. Anything over this $30, you got to pay for. Now, was he wrong? Because he told her that up front. And she still decided.
No, he wasn't wrong for telling her. However,
she started putting him on the video. He called her immature. He was like, how am I immature? I told you this before. Now that we're here, I don't know if you thought I was playing. But you got
who invited who out?
I think he invited her out.
But he told her, but you have a $30 limit.
But my thing is, does that matter? If he told you when you still went.
Yeah. You could have not gone.
You could have declined.
Or even when he told you when you got to the table.
Yeah, let's go.
I would have had to say, no, don't get me to the table until you tell me before I get to the table.
Now let me say this. In the video, it looks like they're at Applebee's.
Oh, he won that two for...
Shit, for 30, I can eat and drink good at Applebee's.
Yeah.
All day.
But the highest thing on the menu is the 2 for $28.
But what if he's
so
a guy?
So was he testing her
We don't know because she went
she
off
flipped.
In the video.
But why we got to record shit like that? Like,
that's what
but
said.
Why
he
we
got to
give people a limit? Just have dinner. Just
but
go out. You already know what type of restaurant. It ain't like I'm getting 5 appetizers and 3 entrees and a whole pitcher. Like, we're not doing that.
So you remember when I said in the car when you were talking about your friends requirements moving forward in his relationships. Mm-hmm. I said, I totally agree with everything that he was saying. Mm-hmm. We don't know what this man's 2025 goals for his finances are. And that he may have put himself on some kind of debt diet or a quota for the week. Mm-hmm. And you can't do nothing but respect a man for that. Right. Now, if he had had a conversation with her like, hey, only doing $30 for your meal because I have to also budget for mine because these are my goals for my finances this year. Why not respect him for that and decide from there, I want to continue the date or I want to...
No, she exed the date. I just think that, going back to your first video, the pool is small because of whatever it is you have. You make your own pool.
Right.
Okay? So... according to what your prerequisites are or whatever your standards are, you're creating your pool. Mm. So what he was saying, I think what he was given was a general, these are what women are talking, when I open up social media, this all that's being talked about. I need a man that makes this, or my man has to be this, or this, that, and you know, all these different things. I'm not going 50-50, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. So now you've
with
created-
no hope.
Yeah, so now okay. If you've created your pool, you can't be mad at where you end up because you've created this pool. So now if no man that you come across fits in your what prerequisite, how is it that you're blaming the male species for the fact that your pool is small because you set the pool?
Yeah.
Like, you set the parameters, and for some women, we'll make a sweeping statement of all, there are non-negotiables. Yeah. I am not going to date a man who's below 6 feet. I am not going to date a man who, like you said, who makes less than $100,000. I am not going to date a man who this, that, and the third. And women are creating it off of whatever their experiences have been. So your trauma's playing a part in your pool.
Let me say this. I used to be, I'm 5'6". I used to be very... No, I'm 5'6", and I used to be very particular about, I don't want to date a man where if I put on heels...
You're taller?
I'm taller than him. I have since taken that off my list of requirements because I've dated some short men. And they are exceptional men. And
well,
they,
when you and say short, like how short?
And they can hold their own. I mean,
are y'all eye level without heels and then with the heels, or are they like shoulder?
We hitting each other. Because I met some really, really nice men who weren't 6 feet and showed me a good time.
Great.
So I had to take that physical attribute out of there because really... What determines if the taller man is going to treat me good and do the other things that I want him to do?
We're missing out on a whole lot of great guys
with all of these stipulations of, no, he got it this and he got it that. Now, the only thing that my man can't be at this point is broke. He cannot be broke.
Brokey.
And he cannot have bad teeth and he cannot have body odor. I mean,
that's important.
This basic
that's
right
important.
Here I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't do no stanky motherfucker. And I can't do no bad teeth, bad breath dude. Mm-hmm. And I definitely can't do nobody broke. And when I say broke, I'm not saying I want to spend all your money because, nigga, I got my own money. But when it's time for us to go and do something... And let's say even you got money and you stingy and you're not generous with your money. I don't want that either. Like, because when it's time to go and do something the way I splurge, I expect you to splurge. And you're going to splurge on me because it's times where I splurge on my men. So, yeah, everything I say, I can do. I feel like everything should be reciprocal. When Vaughn was talking about her friend who had these requirements now, like, yeah, a woman that I date got to make this amount of money. I'm not dating no more broke bitches. I couldn't do nothing but respect him for that. I respect him for that. However, when he talked about the long term with how he was going to treat his wife, I was totally on board with what the expectations were. People got to start having conversations and be on the same page, period.
Mm-hmm.
And it, his thing was, men want to be treated just like how women want to be treated. Not saying it has to be 50-50.
Mm-hmm. Take me out.
But take me out. Surprise me sometimes.
Yeah, it's my birthday. It's, take me out. Girl.
He said, don't expect me to wine and dine you at Eddie V's and you take me to Longhorn.
But hold on. Let's say this. Hold on. Let's say this. Say me and you dating, Yoshi
and for,
man.
And for those who don't know what Eddie V's is.
Expensive. Mm-hmm. So let's say me and you dating. You make $100,000, I make $50,000. Pretty much you're the man in a relationship, so I kind of like say, yeah, take me out, whatever, whatever, whatever. But I'm my side business is a massage therapist, right? So after we have our dinner at Eddie V's, right? I say, thank you so much for, you know, pampering me tonight and making sure I had a good meal. Lover. I want to talk like that with my man when I get him. Oh, lover. We're gonna go back to my house and I'm gonna give you a full body massage because I know you had a long work week and you know he works in athletics and he needs this to. I just saved this nigga $80 on a massage. So isn't my efforts in labor equivalent to my meal? Like, would you feel that way?
Yes.
Okay. So I mean, see, that's what I'm saying. Meet me halfway with the shit.
I think that what's happened and. Literally, this is a conversation that I want to leave in whatever year prior to this year is. The 50-50 talk.
Right.
Because I think we talked about it on my podcast back in 2020, 2019. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Our third episode actually is called 50-50. Mm-hmm. That's back in 2018, 2019. So we're in 2025. There's no reason why people are talking about 50-50 for 4 years.
Right.
All right? So whatever it is your relationship looks like to you,
yeah.
Right.
That's what you do. Yep. So if the 50-50 is I'm providing the financial and mm-hmm. you're providing the labor.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It may be you supporting me in what I do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like as a coach, there's nothing like when I have somebody.
Seeing
them in the stand.
Yep.
There's not them talking to me after the game. After all of that win or loss, them being there and waiting around after everybody has left, that mm-hmm. means a lot mm-hmm. to me. That's a 50. That's the exchange for me. No, I don't mind. Let's do something else.
Right.
Yeah, but that's an exchange for me because that's showing you're supporting me, especially if you got to drive from a far away to be where I'm at and knowing that you got to drive home alone mm-hmm. because I have to ride a bus. Or whatever it is, I just think people need to do whatever it is, their relationship, whatever 50-50 mm-hmm. looks like in their relationship, it is because there is give and take. Now, I do believe that there's an issue when there's always a take. It's always a take, and never a
give.
But mm-hmm. but that comes from, I think, these people who live on the internet. See, I think we grew up in a time where cell phones really weren't a thing until later on.
Mm-hmm.
We had, you know, you might have had a two-way or a beeper, but for me, that came in high school. Prior to that, I was using pay phones because the phone in the house is usually off.
But how is the internet keeping them from being reciprocal?
Because I think their people are influenced heavily by what they see on the internet. So if I'm watching this woman get wined and dined in Qatar.
Right.
But we don't know what she's doing behind the scenes for that.
But right. She's not but showing that. That's just for, and they're trying to treat it like an average date.
Yes, they're trying to treat it like it's average. Like, mm-mm. Yeah.
How is Qatar an average date?
He asked me to go to an Italian restaurant, but
flew me to Italy.
Hell, even if you fly to New York,
Tarquisha asking Rasheem. Like,
right.
Nigga, why you ain't
flying
me
right.
to Italy for spaghetti?
Right. Why y'all can't go? Is Al's upstairs still open?
Al's mm. upstairs.
But anyway,
yes.
So why we just can't Al's go upstairs. To Al's upstairs?
It was
you up here talking about we going.
Columbia. Great atmosphere.
Yes.
Good.
Oh, right. Yes. I love some
so
Al's.
That's what I'm saying. Like, even if somebody flying you to New York. Like, why are we flying there? Why we can't go to Al's upstairs?
No, I got a homeboy. I got a homeboy who did this. He was dating this woman. He'd been dating her for a couple months. And he said, hey, I want to go to dinner. So just, you don't have to pack a bag. Just show up.
Right.
And so he said, meet him. I forget where he said to meet him at. And so she met him there. He drove to the airport. She flipped out when they got on, when they were getting on a Spirit flight.
Because it was Spirit.
Because it was Spirit. Because here was the thing. He was going to fly, the both of them, they were going to go red eye to New York. They were going to eat in a restaurant and then get on the flight and come back.
But because it was probably like $49 or $99.
$49 per ticket. So round trip, he might have paid $100. I think he said he paid like $125 round trip. And in the restaurant they were going to, he made reservations
for you. We sabotage our own sales.
Tell him the next time he want to go, I'll go with him.
I know, that's right. But I'm just
saying, like,
unappreciative and a grown gesture. Girl, I would have been on that Spirit flight with my legs crossed.
Child, please.
Like,
because the only reason people don't want Spirit is because you got to pay
for
this.
How much you
paid
for this? Where you found this deal from so I can start booking my flights there?
Because I'm going to do this every weekend. Shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we sabotage. Mm-mm. All of us, men and women, we sabotage our own selves.
100%. 100%. Because I think men chase, I think a lot more men influenced by the internet chase what they see on the internet.
But that's just like now when people are dating one another, they're like, well, what properties are you going to give me?
What?
What? I have
we
a son.
We talking about properties?
And the reason why I'm looking at all of this is because I have a son. Y'all, I'm telling y'all right now, don't try it with Kari. Because
she gonna, you mean like land property?
Yes. D's. What properties? You know, what land
we don't wear promise rings no more?
No.
They want some acres now.
Look at our boy. What's our baby? Money bag. Didn't the girl just buy him a whole bunch of land? Like, this is crazy.
Are you even in a position to do that?
And maybe that's what they do in that land, because I'm not quite there yet. Maybe they do that in that land, buy property and stuff. Because, like, when you break up, do you keep the property? Or I guess that's for the time that was wasted. Then they say, I got something out of it. I got
But then, hold on. What if they break up? Do she want her land back?
That's what I'm talking about. But no, that's what I'm saying. But see, the property has to be in that person's name.
So I have a question.
So that's what I'm saying. Are we just like, are our expectations, like, it's good to have expectation. It's good to know what you want and, you know, what you prefer. But are we taking it too far with properties and give me a car?
Hell yes.
And land and all this
stuff? Who's going to maintain it?
Right.
Yeah, that's too far.
But see, that wasn't a conversation that was had prior to. So
this
now
is just in a dating scene. This is not just dating.
This is right. Not even a fiance. This is like we dating in 6 and 7 months and stuff. And so I said, well, maybe I'm not there. And like,
I'm
getting like Lisa Ray. Maybe I'm not around. You know, this is not what I'm accustomed to. And maybe that's what they are accustomed to, that people will buy land and all this stuff for you because you're dating.
So why can't somebody just say, hey, you know what? I really like you, but this is a bit overwhelming for me. I might not be suitable for the type of life that
I'm not the one.
Yeah.
I'm not your person.
And it's no disrespect on you. And there's no minimization on to me. It's just that I wasn't set up for this and I'm not used to this. And right now my finances aren't where we need to be with this right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's a simple conversation. And I can't do nothing but respect a man or a woman who comes honestly and says that, hey, I may not be able to fly you out to Hell's Kitchen in Las Vegas, but what's your favorite dish there? What do you want? And I can call or Google the recipe for that, and I can cook that for you and have you a candlelight dinner at my house.
Yeah, or have a chef come.
But women ain't going for that.
Why we ain't? Why? Yes, I am.
Women are not going for
that. Yes, I am. I would love that.
I'm saying just out the gate, they're not going for that's not because that's not safe for them, and for the majority. See, I think that, like I said, the dating pool in which, like, y'all are in a dating pool that's different than the ones that the people that are on the internet, but the majority of society is on the internet.
Yeah, so. But we are the age group that's really dating right now. These young kids ain't dating.
I'm gonna tell you what's.
I don't know what they're doing.
They meet
a friend of mine. We was at the fireworks stand, and my homeboy, my partner in this business, his daughter's of age where she works at, and she is 21, mm-hmm. and so one of the other guys that we have worked at the fireworks stand. First off, blessings, because it's the first time I haven't had to be at the stand every day. But he's in his early 30s, and she was like, "Oh, you're up there, you're old," and so he was like, "Oh, you ain't began to live yet," and she was like, "What you mean?" He was like, "Living in my 30s is different than it was living in my 20s," and he mm-hmm. says, "And I know living in my 40s is mm-hmm. going to be different than living in my 30s." And she's like, "What you mean? I'm in my." She was like, "I'm it." It You were in your prime in your 20s. He's like, no. He said, you don't reach your prime until you're about 35 to 40. Mm-hmm. And she was like, that don't make no sense. That's old. And he was like, no. He's like, because now 35 to 40, I have the money mm-hmm. to go mm-hmm. along with what I want.
And the wisdom.
I have the wisdom. I've been through things that allow me to live my life.
That's why they need to leave these little girls alone.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Listen. You ain't got no mm-hmm. business with your daughter, sir.
Yeah, leave these children alone.
With that little girl.
Well, no, she was. He wasn't trying. They were cousins.
They were cousins. They were just okay.
So they weren't trying to holler. Yeah. They were just having a conversation. At the stand. It was mm-hmm. a conversation having at the fireworks stand between the two of them. And I just found it, you know, intriguing to see two different mentalities. Mm-hmm. And how, and even in the woman, as a young woman in her early 20s and a young man in his early 30s, and me even saying to them, because I was like, listen, you in your 30s, you ain't going to be doing what you do. In your 40s. I said, because right now I'm in my prime. Right. I thought that prior to. I said, but now I'm in my prime because I can take care of things and I have a lot less worries than I had before.
That's just like I was telling somebody the other day. Back when we were younger, when did people go through their midlife crisis? In their 40s, right? Mm-hmm. People going through their midlife crisis now in like 50s, 55-ish.
I think because we're preserving ourselves better.
Life experience.
Even longer.
And also, I think I can attest, even in my 20s, I thought 40s was old.
Yeah.
You know, and you see things differently in your 20s because you feel like you got all this time. You feel like 20 years, now that we're in our 40s, we see 20 years like... I see it so differently. I see my 60s as being great, awesome. I see my 60s as being like this fantastic life.
Do you remember?
But when I was in my 20s mm-hmm. and looking 20 years ahead, I'm like, oh God, 40s. Like,
Do you remember the episode where I told you I couldn't wait for my 50s?
Yeah.
Like, I can't wait for it. I'm preparing for that shit because this is about to be epic that decade. I'm being serious because
I'm gonna be so lit.
Yeah. I just feel like even though I'm still learning, I got more wisdom now. I'm financially
you're better set
like,
up.
I'm
yes.
just yeah, the setup is just perfect.
If that was like this 20 years ago,
oh, it would
now,
just been ridiculous.
I would have been just like little internet girls, just going everywhere.
And it's true, because you know what?
I'll be just like that, just not a care in the world.
Some of them, I don't know if they're millennials anymore. What are they? What are they, alpha betas or something? I don't know what they call them.
Gen Zs and Gen A's.
Because some of them have money like that. Have y'all ever watched the buying home shows and these jokers like, I got about $100,000 or $200,000 saved up. And I'm like.
Yeah, because you've been living in your goddamn basement.
What did I do wrong?
Since you got out of college.
It was one episode, the young lady was like 27 and she had $400,000 saved up for her first home. And I'm sitting here saying, what did
How?
I do?
How? Who are your parents?
But I think,
or you work at the pizza parlor, and the husband work at Bob's Auto Shack.
But it's all about
how
you
save. And they just bought a $350,000 house for their first house. I'm
because
like,
guess
what?
Because how they save.
But I think it's that, and I think there's more. You're talking about somebody 27, and you're in your 40s,
right?
Mm-hmm. Right. The knowledge and you've bestowed bestowed the knowledge upon your children,
right?
Dealing with their credit and savings that you didn't necessarily get for you,
right?
my mother doesn't live check to check. Now that it's my dad now.
Right.
As a child, I was never taught the importance of credit. I got a Sears card at 17
right.
and blew that shit
it
the fuck up on Nintendo games and a damn Super Nintendo. You know right. what I'm saying? So man, fucked up my credit from the start.
well, Yoshi, man.
Because I was not bestowed the knowledge upon. But now, with Amir, let's say Amir, for instance, Amir gets an automatic, he has a Cash App. He mm-hmm. gets an automatic $15 per week that transfers from my Cash App.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's his allowance. His mom transfers $15 as well every mm-hmm. Friday.
Mm-hmm.
He has to take $10 of that and invest into, because he can invest on Cash App mm-hmm. using their stock market thing app, invest in some stock mm-hmm. of something that he is actually playing mm-hmm. or wearing mm-hmm. or interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And he also has to invest in a local business. So far, my son has invested $25 into his uncle's business, which is he has selling whatever kind of cards. So he sends his uncle $25 for whatever portion of his business that would cost.
Mm-hmm.
He has $10 in Nike stock. He has $10 in PlayStation stock.
Mm-hmm.
And he has $10 in Adidas stock.
Mm-hmm. I think that's awesome.
And he has to do the $10 every single week out of his money. He can do whatever he wants with the rest of it. And then he has to save $5. So that's $15, good. He can do whatever he wants to for the rest of the week. And I'm just trying to create a mindset in him where he understands that he's at 12. By the time he's 21, if he continues this behavior,
he's going to be set.
He's going to be set somewhat financially
mm-hmm.
and dealing with his credit and stuff like that. So mm-hmm. I'm giving him the knowledge I didn't get. But now that I know it, I'd be an idiot to not share it with my kids. And I think that's what you guys have done. Mm-hmm. And I've done it with my older daughter. I've mm-hmm. done it with my other kids. I just import in them the knowledge of creating a savings for yourself early. Mm-hmm. Because as somebody taught me that, all the jobs I done, who knows where I would be
right
financially if I would have saved then, if I would have invested then. Because look at all the companies that came about in us growing up that we could have right. gotten on the ground floor.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah, IBM, Apple.
Mm-hmm. Facebook.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Metal.
You know, mm-hmm. like all of these things that now cost you thousands of dollars to own one share.
Right.
We could have got in at $2 or $3 mm-hmm. a share. And during the pandemic when everybody's stuff dropped
mm-hmm.
and people took advantage of that. Hey, mm-hmm. get this stuff. So I think that this is the stuff that you need to teach your yep. kids early so that that now becomes, because everybody talking quote unquote generational wealth or whatever
right.
it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that
but also with that, we should teach them how to properly date.
Yeah,
that, right. That's what I'm saying. Things that's the to ask for, conversations to have,
mm-hmm. that's the advantage that these
criteria
have.
To put in place and to that's determine, why, you know. Right.
And it's so important to have. I wish they would implement. And some states have done it. Some school districts and stuff, they have done it. Like life skill classes are important. Because we just can't assume that they're learning that outside of
school. So do you learn
school.
Relationship building? In life skills yeah, classes?
I believe so. Yeah, and conflict resolution. All of that could be a part of life skill.
I like that. Hell, they need that in the workplace.
Well, and you know, well, some people, let me tell you, Google is the best, even though now they're saying there's no such thing as work-life balance, which I just think that is not true. But Google is like one of the best places to work because they provide all of that. They will provide conflict resolution classes. They will provide like marriage and family therapy and other courses that you can take so it can improve yourself. Because if you improve the person that's working for you, then productivity will be up in your jobs. Mm-hmm. So I think it is good to have that balance. To provide those things. That's why we always ask you all to, you know, look into your insurance to see what kind of incentives that they provide and programs that they provide at your jobs, like EAP and all this other stuff, so that you could be a better, well-rounded person. It all coincides. It all comes together.
I agree.
But dating, I think that's important too.
And I think in order to really learn how to date effectively and really understand how you, what do you call it when you court a woman now? What's the new terminology for it? You have to see healthy relationships just within your family and other friends and be able to visualize that. If all you see, I can remember a time where I was staying with my grandmother and all I saw was my aunts taking their boyfriends into the room and shutting the door.
Right.
I didn't see them go, like, right. What the fuck is this? Like, I knew, like, they came from somewhere, but the only perception, visual perception I had was my uncle walking in the room with his girlfriend, or my aunt walking in the room with her girlfriend, or my grandmother leaving the house with Mr. Bill.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck going on here? And then we knew my grandma spent the night over there. So it's just like, I need, in order for me to know how to date, I need to see healthy dating.
I also like the effort of men that take their daughters out on dates.
Yes.
At an early age, or either in middle school, high mm-hmm. school, college, even still take them out on dates, yep. still take them places. So they will understand and know, you know, okay, these are some of the things I'm going to look for when a guy starts pursuing me.
Yeah.
And then some of them might look down on you and say, oh, this is where we going? Oh, okay. But, you know, that's another topic for another day.
Yeah, I got two topics for our next show. So out of these conversations. So this is really, really good.
All right. Yep. Well, I enjoyed it.
So we're going to wrap up today's
like
show.
Like who you like. And don't be worried about what internet tell you that you should have. You don't know what's going on behind the scenes.
But you know, have standards, but don't overdo it. Don't put it to a place where you're eliminating yourself.
And everybody might not come in the package of Morris Chestnut, good Lord. But they might come in the package of Kevin Hart.
But you can always build that motherfucker up, though.
Yeah, and they might be Kevin Hart.
You can grow them, girl. You can grow them, girl.
Especially if you see that all they need is a little,
he need a little polishing.
Yeah.
That's all. Grown girl, grown.
Take the Wranglers and switch them out for the Levi's.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something simple.
That's it.
But
buying the clothes you want them to wear.
There you go.
He'll get
show
into
him something
it.
Different, because he probably didn't know.
That's right.
He got old parents. That's it. Y'all, thank you for tuning into today's episode. Never miss an episode by going to our website at theverynecessarypodcast.com and sending us an also very necessary letter to our email at theverynecessarypodcast@gmail.com. You can also catch us on social platforms such as Instagram, Facebook. You can hit us up individually if you choose. But, you know, it is what it is. You can catch us everywhere.
Okay, y'all ready for your homework?
Yeah. The homework is.
Okay, the homework for the week is, what is your greatest asset? What can you bring to any type of relationship, rather friendship, a job, and a relationship? What is your greatest asset? Homework. I want
for
it
you to think about.
All right.
I like it.
Bye.